This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Cassandra Potgieter, who's the head of strategy and marketing at SA Harvest, and where she leads the organization's strategy. Craig, I think we've got Cassandra on the line. Cassandra, are you there? I just want to check. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
Cassandra,
thank you so
good.
Much for having us.
Great. Welcome to the Afternoon Brief. I just want to recap with the listeners what we will be chatting to. We are unpacking the true cost of food waste, how it affects both people and the planet, and the practical steps we can all take to be part of the solution. Cassandra Potgieter joins us now on the line. Cassandra is the head of strategy and marketing at SA Harvest. Cassandra, once again, thanks for joining us. We are a bit tight on time, so I'm going to try and squeeze out of you as much information as we can get. Now, most of us think of food waste as simply throwing away leftovers. So why is then food waste also a climate issue? I'd really like to know about that. We'd like to know about that. And why should we be paying such close attention to that aspect?
Such a good question. And it's something that we are advocating really hard to create awareness about. At the moment, our country throws away about 10 million tons of edible food. And it's not only the emission in terms of breakdown and landfill, but actually also the investment of people's time, water, fuel,
right,
and a lot of effort in terms of getting those that produce out. So what happens is when we can redirect waste, or what is perceived as waste, and is really just out of spec food. It's
sure.
A potato that's not pretty enough, that mm-hmm. won't make it onto the supply chain market, or a carrot that's a bit squonk. So what happens is when we redirect that, we're basically saving emissions, not just in terms of going forward in the breakdown, but also in the effort that we've put into it. And it really coincides also with a whole lot of other climate change issues or sustainability issues, rather, in terms of nutrition and children development.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this all up. I don't mean to rush you at all at this stage, but let's look at the role of business, retailers, farmers, manufacturers. Well, they all have a role to play. So what changes
Yes.
are you encouraging businesses to make to reduce food waste before it reaches landfill?
So from the food security problem that we've got is three. So the first one is regulatory problems that are keeping businesses from donating, because the onus of risk is just too great. Businesses are very hesitant to let go of food because of the liability in terms of people getting sick when food is not right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. We need to create a framework in a regulatory framework where it's okay for businesses, like a Good Samaritan law,
sure.
Where people are encouraged to want to donate their surplus on business level. Another element of that is also for businesses to redirect funding, not just from a CSI spend perspective, but also from a supplier and enterprise development perspective, to get smaller enterprises and smaller businesses going. And that is not just funding in terms of just build the business, but our food security issue in our country is infrastructure based.
Right.
That means we simply don't have the infrastructure to move perfectly edible food from one space where it is not needed and where it's considered waste to a space where people simply don't have food. And that is, again, a public-private partnership sort of model that you're looking at.
Right.
But one thing that we mustn't underestimate is the power of the public. So
indeed,
individuals being aware and connecting the dots, that's where most of the magic happens.
Okay, so as we begin to wrap up our conversation today, we've looked at businesses and ordinary South Africans. Let's also look at what simple changes households could make that could also collectively
yes.
have a significant impact. And also, if I can make this a double-barreled question to you, if we could dramatically also reduce food waste, what would the biggest environmental and social benefits be?
The question goes hand in hand so beautifully, because from a household perspective, even though our research shows that we have the least waste on household level. But that's because we've got such great food insecurity in our country. But just by smart procuring, so buying timeously and understanding your labels, what does best before means versus use before means expiration date? Those dates are very critical. And just being aware that sometimes best before doesn't mean it's off. You can still use it.
Sure.
And that's just on household level. And the societal difference it will create is at the moment we've got a problem in our country. 1 in 4 children are stunted. That means because of malnutrition, not eating the right food, we have a quarter of our children, that's a quarter of our generation, that's brain damaged effectively because you cannot reverse stunting. You cannot change it with proper nutrition at a later stage. And if we start getting food to children urgently, as per the President's State of Nation address earlier this year, we literally can avert a crisis that is busy building in our economy. Because if you take into consideration 15, 20 years from now, that'll basically be a quarter of a generation that will not be able to learn and partake in our economy viably.
Cassandra, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. I just wish we could have extended on our conversation. I'm just going to put it out there. Anyone who's interested in how to team up with SA Harvest, you can just go to the website. Just type in SA Harvest. It'll come up. And yes, you can find out exactly what the organization does. And yes, where Cassandra Potgieter, Head of Strategy and Marketing at SA Harvest, is leading the organization's strategy, storytelling and public engagement, while also building partnerships that has to do with rescuing surplus food and delivering it to communities in need. Cassandra, it's been a pleasure having you on board the Afternoon Brief, and from all of us, everything of the best in all your SA Harvest endeavors. Cassandra Potgieter, Head of Strategy and Marketing at SA Harvest.